5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Deep End 5. Number 3.
My number 3 gem is beryl. Famous beryls include emeralds and aquamarines. And I absolutely love introducing my customers to beryl and hearing them shriek, "Beryl?" Its chemical composition is beryllium aluminium silicate, hence the name. Broad spectrum of colours in beryl. Green, as we know well, is emerald and aquamarine, that beautiful light pale blue colour. Then there are yellows, reds, clear, softer paler greens that wouldn't classify as emeralds are called pale green beryl. But my very favourite is the pale pink version, which is called morganite. And that's named after J. Pierpont Morgan, the famous American banker and gem enthusiast. And I just love it for its clear, cool clarity. Morganite seems to lend itself to some of the new German sophisticated gem cuts that are appearing on the market. It seems to be really perfect for this style. In particular, they produce a product which is sort of unfussed by the clutter of too much sparkle. And I think Morganite provides plenty of bling, but above all, I think it's a gem for a minimalist. I can remember being mesmerised by a 19th century photograph when I was doing my gemology studies. It was taken on the opening or the discovery of a large pegmatite cave in Brazil. And truly the miners all looked like explorers on some fantastic new subterranean planet. And one of the party was astride an aquamarine crystal that must have been fully 3 meters in length, and he looked like he was sort of, you know, standing on the trophy lion or something he'd just shot. But there would have been at least 20 more in that crystal cave. It was wonderful. You just wondered where did they end up, and were they all cut up and sold as gems or go to museums?
Deep End 5.